Hello and welcome to the December audio content. I'm really excited to share a few ideas, hopefully quickly, and wrap up the end of the year strong. What I love about following the wheel of the year is that it ebbs and flows like the ocean and the tides and the yin and the yang. And so as we fade into the darkest night of the year, the longest night of the year, there's still a spot of light, a moment of brightness. And that to me is what the holiday celebrations are all about. So whether you're celebrating Yule, Solstice, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, it's really about that light and that joy when it's dark and still all around us. And while December and the winter is primarily a time for turning inward and reflecting, it's also a time for connecting and celebrating. And I love that, how the wheel of the year and the yin and the yang and these symbols really embrace that natural dichotomy of the universe. You find it in so many different places. I find it really beautiful. So as we are preparing for our celebrations, hopefully you find a time to just light a candle and appreciate that point of light in the midst of the dark. And I also want to invite you to think about, again, that kind of dichotomy with the pillar of health for December, which is finance. And as you know, the 13 pillars of health that I've coordinated with the Wheel of the Year are meant to be thought about in a really broad and expansive sense. And so as we look at finance, it's an invitation both to look back at the year behind and perhaps take a moment to evaluate financial habits. It's also an opportunity to look forward and invite yourself to maybe make financial goals or plans. It's really closely linked to the goal of future, which is coming up just in February. So we have a little ebb and then we flow right back into it, because the future is all about planning and goal setting. And finances are a really powerful tool to help facilitate that in the world, right? It's a measure of exchange in the world. It's also a really beautiful time as we look to the holidays to think about the idea of abundance alongside the idea of finance. It's an essential part of having a healthy outlook on your finances, is to cultivate that sense of abundance. And I love how this goes hand in hand with the holidays, because there's such a sense of giving back, which of course helps us feel a sense of purpose and a sense of community. So it's of course really popular to donate your time at a soup kitchen, or to donate to families who, you know, are having a hard time and aren't going to have enough to celebrate the holidays. And so donating to charities to bring that joy to others, and many other ways to give back to your community, give back to society, and really cultivate that sense of abundance, right? Look at what you have, look at what you can give. And if it's not a financial gift, then the gift of time. And it's a really powerful way to also approach gift giving as well as gift receiving. I remember at a conference, one of the keynote speakers who studied happiness, she was a professor at a university, and it really stuck me. I don't know why it came to me. Of course, we've heard this before, that there's more joy in giving a gift than there is in receiving. But for whatever reason, when she said it, I really also thought about, when you receive a gift, though, you're giving someone else an opportunity to feel joy by giving that to you. And so bringing that sense of abundance to the gift giving as well as the gift receiving this season is really powerful. And I speak from personal experience. I went through a hard time receiving gifts for luckily not too long of a time period, but I got real weird about it. And, you know, I started feeling uncomfortable when people were giving me gifts, and, you know, I started wishing people wouldn't give them to me. And I just realized that it was an opportunity to meet that with grace and to reflect upon what it was about. And I think for me, it was more about the kind of clutter and chaos in my home at that time. And so, you know, it was the kind of about the physical objects, but I really just focused on receiving those gifts. And it can be really healing, because if somebody's giving you a gift, then they have thought of you. They have made an effort to give you this, and, you know, spent time and money. And it's really quite an act of adoration, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing to receive. And the gift in some ways is symbolic more than anything else of their love and their appreciation. And of course, sometimes gift giving can be more complicated than that. And so once again, it is an opportunity that if there's difficult relationships and difficult gifting habits, then we can meet that with grace too, and still focus on receiving and healing through that act of giving and receiving. So those are the themes for the month. Like I said, I want to keep it short and sweet and jump right into that beautiful meditation, because the color this month is gold, and I love that. It goes right along with finance and creating that sense of abundance in our lives. And I know the color is often an opportunity to look into our pantries, and I don't know what you could get rid of that's gold, but let's mix it up, because gold is completely edible. We don't digest it, but it's safe to eat. And perhaps it's an invitation to buy some gold, and they sell it in little gold flakes, and make yourself a beautiful cocktail or mocktail and celebrate the seasons that way. There's a mocktail recipe on my website with the Plant Spirit Magic book, so maybe you just go and enjoy that for yourself as an invitation. And really, what a beautiful way to feel abundant. Maybe there's that person in your life who you don't know what to give for a gift, and maybe they need some gold flakes to mix into their cocktails. So there it is, my friends, my folks. I hope that you have a beautiful, beautiful December, and that you take plenty of time to nurture yourself and maybe get yourself a little gift too, and take that time to turn inward as we move into the new year and we start that cycle all over again. Many, many blessings. Take care, and I will see you in the new year.